Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We are at Lebanon High School, home of Rosenfield Gymnasium, Lebanon, Indiana, Boone County. We'll mention right here, happening tonight at Lebanon High School. Lebanon High School presents Grease, the musical Grease, happening tonight. It started tonight. It'll run through Sunday, the 20th, 2022. It takes place in the auditorium, and should be a good showing. A lot of folks walking in the door here tonight. We'll mention tonight's education-based varsity girls basketball game between the Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies and the Lebanon Tigers. This internet radio broadcast is made possible by audiosportsonline.net and Robbie Kendall, FASO, providing internet radio access to putmeinsports.com since 2008. We are thankful. The girls are working there on the floor right there. They're shooting around, getting the leisurely shots. They're going through some methods of shooting. We'll talk a little bit about each school. We'll mention first for the visiting team on the scoreboard, the Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies. They're in Class 3A, Sectional 24. There are seven teams in their sectional. The sectional will happen at Hamilton Heights High School this season. We'll mention in the sectional and their current win-loss record. Hamilton Heights, their 5 wins, 1 loss. Delta, 3 wins, 2 losses. Yorktown, no wins, 1 loss. Jay County, 2 wins, 1 loss. Frankton, 3 wins, 1 loss. Centerville, 1 win, 3 losses. Newcastle, no wins. They played 5 games. We'll mention at Hamilton Heights High School, the principal is Jared Mason. The athletic director is Kurt Ogden. The athletic secretary, we'll mention she's in the athletic office. She's more than a secretary. That's Lee Ann Moffitt. She works hard, sends the emails, whatnot. We'll mention Hamilton Heights High School, located at 25802 State Road 19. That's Arcadia, Indiana, 46030. You can reach them by phone at 317-984-3551. On the web, you can find them at hhscheskies.org. They wear the colors orange, white, and brown. They perform in the Hoosier Conference. The Hoosier Conference is made up of 2 divisions. They have an East Division and a West Division, a total of 10 teams. In the East, presently, Northwestern, they're 3-2. Lewis Cass, 1-0. Hamilton Heights, 5-1. Western, 4-1. Tipton, 3-1. In the West Division, Twin Lakes Lady Indians, they're 5-0. West Lafayette, the Lady Red Devils, are 4-1. Central Catholic, they're 2-1. Rensselaer Central, they're 4-2. And Benton Central, 1-1. These were tabulated about 2-3 days ago. We'll mention the Hamilton Heights Huskies, currently 5 wins, 1 loss. They've yet to play a Hoosier Conference divisional matchup. We'll let you know the head coach of the Lady Huskies is Coach Keegan Cherry. 104 wins, 49 losses, working in year number 7 at Hamilton Heights. The next game on the agenda for the Lady Huskies is going to happen Friday, November 30th, 6 o'clock and 7:30 for the varsity. North Miami Lady Warriors will be at Hamilton Heights to battle with the Lady Huskies. We'll talk a little bit about the Lebanon Tigers. Lebanon Lady Tigers, I'm not quite sure they go by Lady Tigers. We'll call them Tigers because that's the way it looks on the program. So the Lebanon Tigers are currently, I should say, they're Class 3A, Sectional 25. There are 7 in their sectional, and their sectional will be played right here at Lebanon High School. We'll mention in the sectional, it stacks up like this, Western Boone. They're 3-1. Tri-West, 2-2. Cascade, 3-1. Danville, 4-1. Lebanon, 1-2. Crawfordsville, 1-3. in Monrovia 1 and 2. We'll let you know the principal at Lebanon High School is Kevin O'Rourke. The athletic director, he's also the assistant principal at Phil Levine. And we'll also mention athletic administrators, the assistants, Stacy Boyer, and another athletic administrative assistant, Wade Thatcher. We'll let you know Lebanon High School is located at 510 Tiger Way, Lebanon, Indiana, 46052. You can reach them by telephone at 765-482-0400. On the web, you can find them at LebanonAthletics.com. They wear the collars black and Vegas gold. They perform in the Sagamore Conference. Sagamore Conference has 8 teams participating. We'll mention they are Tri-West. Tri-West currently 2 wins, 2 losses. North Montgomery, 2 wins, 3 losses. Danville, 4 wins, 1 loss. Western Boone, 3 wins, 1 loss. Lebanon, 1 win, 2 losses. Southmont, 2 wins, 3 losses. Crawfordsville, 1 win, 3 losses. Frankfort, 1 win, 4 losses. We'll remind you that the Lebanon Tigers are 1-2 thus far on the season. In the Sagamore Conference, they've yet to play a game. We'll mention the head coach is Candace Huckstep. Candace Huckstep, 43 wins, 32 losses, working in year number 4 at Lebanon High School. Overall, she's a 9-year varsity girls basketball coach. 77 wins, 104 losses. She was very instrumental before the game. She gave me the starting lineups, put me in sports, very thankful. We'll mention the next game on the agenda for the Lebanon Tigers. It's going to happen Tuesday, November 22nd. It'll be West Lafayette at Lebanon. We'll also mention a little bit about the Hoosier Conference and the Sagamore Conference. Game night tonight in the conference. We'll first mention the Hoosier Conference here on the 18th, a Friday night. 4 games on the agenda, Hamilton Heights here at Lebanon, 7:30 estimated start. Tipton at Western, they'll also a 7:30 start. And we'll mention Rensselaer is at Benton Central. Twin Lakes at Central Catholic. Those are tournament plays. And we'll mention Rensselaer, Benton Central at 6 o'clock. They're going to play at Harrison High School. And you might see Bailey Runner right there on the sideline at Harrison High School. In a 7:30 contest, it's going to be Lafayette Jeff. It'll be at Lafayette Jeff High School. It'll be Twin Lakes and Central Catholic Knights. In the Sagamore Conference, game night tonight here on the 18th. 4 games also tonight. Danville is at Tri-West, 7:30 start. As mentioned, Hamilton Heights here at Lebanon. And again, we'll mention North Montgomery is at Western Boone. Southmont is at Crawfordsville. Another portion of that tournament, we'll mention 6 p.m. start at Crawfordsville for North Montgomery and Western Boone. A 7:45 start at Crawfordsville between Southmont and Crawfordsville. 1 minute, 12 seconds on the pregame. Clock rolling down. They're waiting to announce the starting lineup. And we do appreciate you tuning in. We thank you for listening. And then we'll mention a little bit about our sponsors. We'll mention bringing this game to you in part is Dean's Auto Parts. Dean's Auto Parts, that's CarQuest Auto Parts, located at 1110 South Peru Street, Cicero, Indiana, 46034. They're at the south edge of Cicero, right there at Cicero Town Plaza. They are team members at CarQuest Auto Parts in Cicero, and they are there to ensure you get the right parts the first time. Reach them by phone, 317-984-4931. Again, 317-984-4931, a locally owned automotive parts store that works to serve at Dean's Auto Parts in Cicero. We're getting ready to mention, we're going to have our national anthem here shortly. Clock's going to buzz out. Pre-game has concluded. Public address. We'll address that. Pretty good voice indeed. And I'm...
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Lebanon High School.
Again, he's going to welcome the group.
And you are Lebanon Tiger. To promote sponsorship and give life savings to the year at High School Executives, GDM High School Athletic Association has developed guidelines supporting life behavior. Coaches and athletes fans would enjoy for fans to eliminate their activities while maintaining and ensuring the positive attitude for players, officials, and coaches. This afternoon, 9 games, one of the most looking proud of. We thank you for your support as ever, and we wish each team the best of luck. At this time, please stand if you are able, as we honor our nation, those who have served, and those currently serving as we play our national anthem.
Can you see my lonely eyes? What so proudly we hail at the twilight's gleaming? Through the bright and bright stars, through the red and golden sky, all around us we watch, we're so gallantly dreaming.
Our national anthem sounded marvelous. Harmony. We're getting ready to announce the starting lineups. First, go talk about the Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies. Lady Huskies, we'll go ahead and mention. They're going to start like this. For Hamilton Heights, it's going to be a 5'6 junior. She wears number 2, Ella Hickok. Then a starter, 5'9 junior, number 10, Cameron Runner. Third starter in the lineup is 5'4" senior, number 20, Kaylee Roten. A 5'7" junior, number 23, Cassidy Schaefer. A 5'9" junior, number 24, Hadley Cherry. The head coach of the Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies is Keegan Cherry. Let's meet the starting lineups for the Lebanon Tigers. Lebanon Tigers, they're going to start like this. 5'4" senior, where's number 10? It's Maya Newsom. A 5'10" sophomore, number 24, Riley Vanneman. A 5'8" senior, number 32, Alexandria Barr. A 5'7" senior, number 34, Kylie Bottinger. And a 5'9" junior, number 42, Emily Sperry. The coach for the Lebanon Tigers is Candace Huckstep. I should mention, freshman running the film work tonight. That's Shuadu gave me pronunciation. We're pretty thankful. Very thankful for Shuadu. Thank you. So they're mixing the starting lineups right now for the Tigers of Lebanon. It's Stroh Bright hitting the floor to turn the lights back on. We're getting ready to play some basketball. So the Lady Huskies going to do battle with the Lebanon Tigers. 8 minutes on the game clock. first quarter at Lebanon High School. Let's jump it up. It's going to be Cameron Runner, number 20. Jump it up against number 24, Riley Bannerman. Here comes the toss. Good toss. Tipped to the backcourt by Runner. They work to the front court up to Ella Hickok. Ella Hickok works to the left side behind the arc. Cameron Runner out top. Broughton. Going to be a reach in. Going to be a steal. Going the other direction. Number 10, Maya Newsom. Lose the handle right there in the lane. He'll get it back to Hampton Heights crossing the timeline. On the dribble, Ella Hickok. The worker left side, Kaylee Roden. Cross-court pass behind the arch. Get pass, the worker back to Ella Hickok. Opposite side near the corner. Long off the rim would go. Three-point shot taken by Roden. Going to go back to the timeline. Picking her up at, right here. That's number 10, Maya Newsom. She'll dish it left side, 34. Kylie Ottinger back out top to move it around the perimeter. The work at 24, she's just inside the arc. Riley Denneman. Denneman's going to pass it down low. Ball skipped away, picked up by Hadley Cherry in the backcourt. She'll hand off crossing the timeline, Ella Hickok. Hickok on the dribble, guarding her is number 10, Maya Newsom. It'll be throw the ball away. It'll be intercepted. Newsom going to go to the front court with it. Tall pass underneath the bucket. Couldn't reach. It goes out of bounds. Belongs to Hampton Heights. 6:48 on the game clock. We're in the first quarter. No score here at Lebanon. Ball brought in. Backcourt. Sadie Roten on the dribble. Going to be pressure in the backcourt. Mild pressure. Cameron Runner in the passcourt. Work it back around. Back to Cameron. Back to Eller. Now back to Kaylee Roten. They'll move it around the perimeter. Back out top. Ella Hickok. Bounce pass. Outside the arc. Shot on the way. Cameron Runner. Rims off, wouldn't go. Rebound secured. Right here, that's 34. Kylie Ottinger with the board. They'll work it right side behind the arc. Number 10, Maya Newsom. Newsom's going to try to pass it down low. It's going to be picked up in the lane by Cameron Runner. Going back the other direction. She'll be in the paint. A little bit of friction there on the shot by Cameron. No call. Could be a rebound. Lost the handle. Boarding that basketball with Kylie Ottinger. Shot wouldn't go. Cameron Runner near the paint. Ball skipped out there. Picked up by Lebanon Tiger, number 32, Alexandria Barr. We get some instructions from Coach Hubstep. Before crossing the timeline, that's Maya Newsom on the dribble. Working against her is Ella Hickok. They're working left side. Touches the hands of Riley Bannerman. Bannerman gets the ball back. Right side from Newsom. Off the glass, two-point bucket, good. Just outside the paint, right side off the glass. First bucket of the ball game, 34, Kylie Ottinger. Crossing the timeline at a walk pace, Ella Hickok. Bounce to the right side, Kaylee Roten. They get it down low to Schaefel. Schaefel couldn't get the bucket. Rebound, Hadley Cherry. To start a new offense, he said. Outside for the basketball, Ella Hickok. Guarding her loosely there is number 10, Maya Newsom. They'll work at right side. They're going to go drive baseline. Cameron Runner kicks it back out. Three-point shot on the way. Wouldn't go. Rebound, Hadley Cherry. It's shot taken by Kaylee Roten. Ball ends up in the hands of number 10, Maya Newsom for the Tigers. She'll cross the timeline, cross over. She'll work at left side. She'll work it behind the arc. Passes off 32, Alexandria Barr. Out top once again, Kylie Ottinger. Right side behind the arc, Barr. That's number 10, Maya Newsom. Back out top of the basketball, she'll dribble. Outside the paint, right side, take a shot, tipped out of bounds. Tipped out of bounds on the play right there, Ella Hickok. Shot was taken by 32, Alexandria Barr. 4:27 here in the first quarter. 2-0 contest, Lebanon in front. We're working inside. Now outside, they'll dribble the foul line. Shot on the way, rims around, nearly fell. Shot taken there. It'll be a foul. It'll be a traveling violation. The next shot in the lane, floater almost went. That was Kylie Ottinger. Lebanon rebound. And Lebanon Tiger is going to get called for steps. Going to get the ball back to Hampton Heights. Crossing the timeline with the basketball. They're working left side. Ella Hickok to Hadley Cherry. Back out top, Kaylee Roten. She'll dribble inside the arc. She'll dish off left corner, Cameron Runner. Cameron Runner out top, near the top of the key. Working back to Hadley Cherry. She'll dribble to the lane. She'll pass it out right side. And she was working the basketball right now with Cameron Runner. Cameron Runner on the back pedal dribble. They're working to free throw line to the corner. Kylie Roten shot in the air, short off the rim, wouldn't go. They'll work it back the other direction. Will be brought in right there working the basketball. That's Newsom. Number 10, Maya Newsom. Outside the arc, inside out, they'll get it to 34. Kylie Ottinger shot wouldn't go from 3-point land. Long pass to the front court. That's some top spin on it. Well, Hickok tried to get a pass down the court. Cameron Runner couldn't chase it down. 3:25 on the game clock. 2-0 contest. 11 Tigers in front. Be brought in right here at 24. Riley Vanneman gets it into the point guard. That's Maya Newsom on the dribble. She'll break the press. Couple of, I should say, pressure. She'll drive it to the lane, just outside the lane. Shot off the mark. She'll take a floater. Going to be a jump. Going to be a foul whistle. First foul of the contest. 3:11 left here in the first quarter. 2-0 contest. Lebanon in front. Fouls whistled on Schakel. She's got one. Team foul number one. Going to be brought in right of the bucket on the baseline. 32 Alexandria Barr. She'll bounce it in right side in the paint. Shot off the mark. Shot taken by 24 Riley Vanneman. We have foul whistle on the rebound. We're going to whistle this foul on Lebanon. First foul of the ball game, 42. Emily Sperry. Emily Sperry going to take a breather. She'll take a seat right now. The ball's brought in from the backcourt. On the dribble, Ella Hickok. Working the basketball out top the key. Cameron Runner on the dribble. She'll go right side elbow. She'll pass off back out top. Katie Brown in the ball game. Number 3 for the Lady Huskies. Working left side. Get the ball back from Ella. Cameron Runner on the dribble. Towards free throw line. She'll push it back outside the arch. Ella Hickok. She'll take a shot. 3-point land. Good. Left of center. 3-point shot. Good. For Hickok. Working it left side. We're going to bring down the court. Long pass. Going to be tipped and picked up by Ella Hickok. Hickok outside the arc. She'll try to match the same location as she does. Going to be a timeout call. Timeout whistle. Lebanon. A 6-2 contest. 2:19 left here in the first quarter. We'll mention this game is also in part being brought to you by Century 21 Real Estate. Lisa Stokes Bear. Enthusiasm, experience, and knowledgeable. Lisa Stokes Bear. Real estate agent, real estate broker. Lisa, listen. Lisa Stokes Bear, Century 21 Chief, serving Hamilton, Tipton, and Madison counties since 1997. Specializing in residential and corporate relocations. Contact Lisa by phone or by text message, 317-513-4086. Again, 317-513-4086. Lisa Stokes Bear, passion to prove her professionalism and expects to surpass your expectations. Ball brought into the backcourt. Lady Tigers on the dribble, 34, Kylie Ottinger. It'll be a traveling violation. They're going to give the ball back to the Lady Huskies in the Lady Huskies front court. It'll be brought in by Cameron Runner. 2:15 left, first quarter. She'll pass it to the backcourt, Ella Hickok. Hickok going to cross the timeline. She'll work at the left side with the basketball. She'll face off left side now out top. Cameron Runner should cross over. She'll pass it to the left side. Out top of the basketball, crossing over to the corner. 3-point shot. Short off, long off the rim. Wouldn't go. That was Hadley Cherry. Rebound out of there. Secured by Alexandria Barr. She gets the point guard. That's Maya Newsom. Maya Newsom out top near the center circle. She'll work at left side to move the basketball. 34. Kylie Ottinger. She'll pass it out top. Move the ball around the perimeter. 14. Charlie Albee. Charlie Albee going to be a jump ball. Going to be a tie-up. Alternate possession arrow going to give it to Lebanon. 1:36 here in the first quarter. 6-2 ball game. Lady Huskies in front. Checking checking in during this break in the action is Peyton Roten, number 20, taking a breather, 23, Cassidy Schakel. Ball brought in. With the ball, that's Newsom. She'll pass it right side behind the arc. 34, Ottinger. Over to the left side. She'll dribble inside the arc at 32, Alexandria Barr. Outside the arc, three-point shot for Barr. Would go rebound Newsom. She'll put it back up and in. Two-point bucket. Maya Newsom. Maya Newsom, a senior. Senior athlete on this Tiger ball team. Out top of the basketball. Three-point shot on the way. Rimmed out short. Katie Brown. Rebound secured by the Tigers. That was 32, Alexandria Barr. To Newsom. They'll bring it back to Barr. Now back out top. Ella Hickok. Going to guard the basketball. That's Newsom. She's got a triple threat available for dribble. She'll go right side. She'll try to get by Ellie Hickok. She could have. Ball retained, tipped away, picked up by Cameron Runner. She'll use the jump step, and she'll make the basket off the glass in the paint. 33 seconds left. First quarter. 8-4 contest. Lady Huskies in front. Pass to the front court, tipped away. Picked up at center court by Ellie Hickok. She'll try the location, short off the rim that time. She'll get the ball back. She puts it outside, moving the basketball around the perimeter. Back out top, Ella Hickok. 14 seconds remaining, first quarter. Out top, stationary dribble near the center circle. Working against her, Maya Newsom. On the dribble, four seconds, 3 seconds. Ella Hickok tried to get a shot away. It did get away. 3-point shot. Camden Runner just released in time for the Huskies. It's 11-4. We'll go to second quarter momentarily. The first will mention, also bringing this game to you in part, is Blue Devil Boilermaker. A special thank you to the secret support sponsor for this season's Gibson Blue Devils football and basketball team. Also supporting Hamilton Heights basketball, we'll mention this sponsor attended grade K through 12 in the Shipton school system, then went north to Lafayette, Indiana, to get that Purdue Boilermaker agricultural degree. And while there at Purdue, he found his future wife. This couple is celebrating then, now, and forever. As we all know, the farming industry is without a doubt one of the most valuable assets that we as consumers can be thankful for. We thank this lifelong Blue Devil Boilermaker for helping enough, I should say caring enough, to support the 2022-23 Gibson Blue Devils and Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies. So second buzzer sounds, getting ready for second quarter. Going to be brought in by the Lady Huskies. Across the way, going to be brought in from half court, Kaylee Roten, to the back court, Ella Hickok on the dribble, she'll cross the timeline. Bounce it right side behind the arc. Kaylee Roten. Roten back out top. Cameron Runner moves it left side behind the arc. Ella Hickok. Out top, moving the basketball. Catches the hands of Roten. They'll get it into Schakel. Cross court pass. 3-point shot short off the mark. Katie Brown. Rebound the basketball. Nearly got it. Tried to save it after going out of bounds. Cameron Runner. Unsuccessful on trying to push it off of the Tiger player. She picks the ball up. To the front court. Going baseline. Ball skipped out of bounds. It's going to be the last touch there on the baseline by the Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies. 7:27, second quarter. A Friday night. Boys Friday night getting ready to start. Going to run right in, ride the bucket on the baseline. They'll go elbow right side or left side to go in. They're going to be a set up to draw the charge. Ella Hickok right there in the paint. A foul is going to be whistled on Lady Tiger, number 24, Riley Vanneman. She's a 5'10 sophomore. I should mention, they are loaded with sophomores at Tiger basketball right here. They've got 4 seniors, 2 juniors. They've got 7 sophomores. The Huskies have 2 seniors, 5 juniors, 3 sophomores, and 1 freshman. Ball's out top, Cameron Runner. She'll move it back left side, well behind the arc. Ellie Hickok, elbow right side, Katie Roten. She'll take it around to work behind the arc. They'll go to the corner. They'll bring it back out right there. Ella Hickok out top. We're looking for a shot. Katie Roten passed it from the right elbow out top. Cameron Runner. She get it back to Katie Brown. Bring it back out behind the arc. She'll dribble in. Penetrating dribble. She'll back pedal dribble now. That's Ella Hickok. Lost the handle. We go gather the basketball. They're working back out top. Katie Brown working left side. Good defense. Converges quickly in the ball game for Lebanon. Number three, Claire Bowling. She's also a sophomore. She's 5'7". Outside the arc, 3-point shot. Good. Katie Rose. 14-4. Lady Huskies in front. Bring the ball across the timeline as Newsom breaks the press. Ball skipped out of bounds. It's going to be a foul, and a whistle is going to happen against the Lady Huskies. So, whistle this foul on Hickok. That's Ella Hickok. She's got one. Team foul number two. Back in the ballgame, Hadley Cherry taking a breather right here is number three, Katie Brown, as she gets a little bit of a nice, encouraging talk from Coach Keegan Cherry. 6:10 left on the game clock. Crossing over outside. That's Newsom to get the ball out to top Claire Bowling. Ball's going to be loose and the ball's regathered by Bowling to get out to Newsom behind the arc. She'll pick the basketball up. She'll dribble now. She got a double team working on her. She'll dribble. She'll pass out of it. Left side 34, Kylie Ottinger. Back out top to Newsom. Maya Newsom with a back pedal dribble. She's going to show some direction. She's going to pick up a screen. Go down low with the basketball. Pretty good give play right there. Ball tipped out of bounds. They're going to say it was last touch by the Tigers. 5:38 second quarter. 14-4. Lady Huskies in front. And across the timeline with the dribble. Pick up the pace. Ella Hickok works it out top. Hadley Cherry. Katie Roten works to the left side. Cameron Runner. She'll bring it back across. Skip pass to the side of the three-point line. Back to Katie Roten. Now back to Cameron Runner. Going to pass outside the arc. Three-point shot. Thought about right there. Going to pass it out top. That's Cameron Runner. Near the free throw line. She'll take a shot. Got it. Two-point bucket for Cameron Runner from just beyond the free throw line. 5:02 on the game clock. And a dribble across the timeline. Newsom. Going to dish off. Going baseline. Going to be a traveling violation. Hampton Heights going to get called for traveling. Going to give the ball back to the Tigers. Tigers went baseline, 24, right there, Riley Vanneman. Vanneman lost to bring the ball down where it could be gathered. And Hampton Heights got in there and loses the ball on a traveling violation. Going to be brought in right of the bucket. That's number three, Claire Bowling. Bounce pass, going to be in there to Newsom. Tipped away. Lady Huskies come up with it. Ella Hickok. She'll pass it near the timeline. Cameron Runner. She'll ditch off. Driving the lane off the glass. 2-point shot. Way to go. Got a 14-footer. That's Kaylee Roten. Rebound secured by Lady Tiger. Should say Tiger 14. That's Charlie Albee. Let's try a shot inside the arc. Rimmed off. Way to go. Going back the other direction. Lady Huskies. Free throw lane. Take it back out. A 17-footer. Wouldn't fall. Shot taken right there by Lady Huskies. They're working back out top with the basketball near the center circle. They'll go to the corner with it. 3-point shot. Cameron Runner short off from Mark. Wouldn't go. Rebound secured by number 10, Maya Newsom. Crossing the timeline. She'll pick up her dribble. Being picked up right there by Cameron Runner. They'll go 14-footer. Long off the rim. Wouldn't go. Rebound secured by Cameron Runner. They're going to work it to the front court. Ella Hickok. Out top, get the ball back from Hadley Cherry. They go to the corner with it. 3-point shot, rims around, wouldn't go. Rims around, that was Cameron Runner. Rebound again. Going to bring the ball up from the backcourt. It's going to be number 10, Maya Newsom. They're working right side with the basketball. Triple threat available. That's 34, Kylie Ottinger. She'll dribble now left side. Outside the arc, Newsom. She'll go on further left. Number 3, Claire Bowling. Bowling's going to drive. She's in the paint. Thought about a shot. She was going across the lane. Reach in foul. Going to be called on the Hamilton Heights. We'll mention entering the ball game for the Tigers. Number 32, Alexandria Barr and taking a breather. 14, Charlie Albee. That foul was Wickham on Ella Hickok. She's got two. Team foul number three. Ball tipped away and picked up by Ella Hickok to go to the front court. On the dribble, back pedal dribble, so working behind the arc. Three-point shot. Wouldn't go. Kaylee Roten rebound. Cassidy Stakel. Pass is intercepted. Going back the other direction. Lady Tigers going to lose the handle. A good pickoff right there going the other direction. That was Claire Bowling. Going to be a timeout call. Going to be a full timeout called by the Huskies. We'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by AGM Auto, Arcadia, Indiana. If you're looking for that good mechanic, look no further. We can be that good mechanic you're looking for. We do everything under the hood, along with your new tires, and now AGM Auto is under new ownership. No worries. Same friendly faces and same quality work. And they now restore classic cars and trucks. You can call them at 317-984-5283. Again, that's 317-984-5283. You can check them out on Facebook at AGM Auto LLC. To find them, just go to State Road 19 in Arcadia. Take Howard Street. Go west off of 19, and they are behind the Arcadia Ballpark, AGM Auto. The second buzzer going to bring the ball in down. 3:04 remaining here in the first half. Second quarter, 16-4. Going to be brought in from the backcourt, Lady Huskies, Cameron Runner. Going to bounce it in to Ella Hickok. Ella Hickok on the dribble, so across the timeline. To pick her up right across the timeline is number three, Claire Bowling, a 5'7 sophomore. Working her right side, stationary dribble. She'll dribble it left. She'll pass left. Cameron Runner. She'll bring it around further deep right there. And Katie Brown, she'll pass across the perimeter there. Ella Hickok on the dribble. Katie Brown back to Cameron Runner outside the arc near the right corner. Might have been tipped. Wouldn't go. A shot taken by Kaylee Roten. Deflected possibly. Going across the timeline with the basketball. That's number 10, Maya Newsom. Works the right side. Triple threat. She'll pass it to the right elbow. Shot on the way. Short off the rim. Wouldn't go. That shot taken by 42, Emily Sperry. Going back the other direction. Outside the arc. Skip pass to work it out top again to Ella Hickok. Back to Cameron Runner. She'll move around the perimeter on the dribble. Katie Brown. And try to get a pass. She does get a pass to Cameron Roten. Puts her in a bad spot. She drags the foot. Traveling violation. 2:02 on the game clock. 16-4. Lady Huskies in front. Can be brought in from the backcourt. Thrown in by number three, Clara Bowling. To Newsom. Picks up her dribble. She'll pass across the backcourt. She'll get it to number three, Claire Bowling again. Ball's tipped away. Bowling comes up with the basketball. They're going to call a 10-second violation. Huskies providing pressure in the backcourt. 1:48 on the game clock. We're going to see a sub checking back in. Original starter, number 24, Riley Vanneman. Going to take a breather. And number three, Claire Bowling. Can be brought in from half court. Brought in by Hadley Cherry. Sliding to the backcourt, Ella Hickok. 1:44 on the game clock. We're in the second quarter at Lebanon High School. Works it across the other way. Three-point shot on the way. Short off the mark there. That was Ella Hickok. The rebound secured by Cameron Runner. Back out top. They'll move it around. Ella Hickok with the basketball again. She's out top of the circle. Well beyond the arc. The pass at left side. Cameron Runner out top to Shakel. On right around the perimeter. And they'll go to Ella Hickok. Outside the arc, three-point shot. Rims in, rims out. Wouldn't go. As Katie Brown. Rebound again by number 10, Maya Newsom. The pass to the front court. Long pass. Base softball pass. Going to be picked off in the lane right there by Shakel. They get the ball back out top on the dribble. Number two, Ella Hickok. Going to pick up a screen from Hadley Cherry. She'll work at right side. She'll get the ball outside, and she'll bring the ball back out and reset the offense. That's Cameron Runner. 45 seconds left. Second quarter. Working it out top again is going to be Ella Hickok. Near the center circle, right there where the Tiger logo looks very nice. They're working back around. Outside the arc, Cameron Runner. 30 seconds left. The crossover. She'll take the dribble. She'll get back out. Katie Brown back out top to Hadley Cherry. She'll dribble left. Now bring the ball back. Going to pass to the left side. Cameron Runner. 18 seconds left during the first half or in the second quarter. 16-4 contest. Outside the basketball. Crossing over. 7 seconds left. Outside Ella Hickok. 3 seconds. Shot at the buzzer. Scored off the mark. I take that back. There is the buzzer. Shot wouldn't go for Katie Brown. And then we'll go to halftime. Halftime score. Hamilton Heights, 16. Lebanon, 4. We'll also mention keeping education in front of athletics. High school sports in Indiana teach life lessons that go beyond the playing field. We'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Hope Jewelers Tipton. Precious times are made for precious moments. And Hope Jewelers are there to meet your every special need in the field of diamonds, gold, and silver, etc. Stop in and visit Hope Jewelers in downtown Tipton, next to the Diana Theater at 135 East Jefferson Street, Tipton, Indiana, 46072. You can reach them by phone at 765-675-9720. Hope Jewelers open daily, Tuesday through Friday, 9:30 to 5:30. Saturday, 9:30 to 2. That's Hope Jewelers in Tipton. This contest is also being made part, brought to you by Indiana Express Rentals. Indiana Express Rentals. They're located at 1708 South 8th Street, Noblesville, Indiana. You can reach them by telephone at 317-773-4800. Again, the number is 317-773-4800. They are authorized dealer for Penske Truck Rentals, one-way and local for households and businesses. Cargo vans up to 26 feet commercial with lift gates. And a lift gate can sure come in handy. Full line of moving supplies, locally owned and operated since 1998. Owner is on site daily. That's Dirk. You can find Dirk Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. That's Indiana Express Rentals in Noblesville. And also bringing this game to you is RE/MAX Anew Realty. Are you looking for real estate professionals in Tipton, Indiana? Visit RE/MAX Anew Realty and connect with a real estate expert today. RE/MAX Anew Realty in Tipton, Indiana is the premier real estate agency serving Tipton, Hamilton, Cass, Owen, Howard, and surrounding counties since 2015. RE/MAX Anew Realty, located at 221 South Main Street, Tipton, Indiana, 46072. You can reach them by phone at 765-675-3100. Again, 765-675-3100. You can visit them on the web at anewrealtyhomes.com. 6:37 on the pregame, I should say the intermission. Some young boys out there shoot some basketballs, and we'll mention this contest is also brought to you in part by TripsandFishers.com. since 1983. Great cars, great prices, great customers. You can dial them up at their dealership in Fishers, Indiana, 317-842-2228. Again, that number is 317-842-2228. Two Hamilton County locations. One is Fritz and Fishers, 8599 East 116th Street, Fishers, Indiana. The second location is Fritz in Noblesville, 2400 Westfield Road. That's between Noblesville and Westfield on State Road 32, Noblesville, Indiana. You can explore their quality used car inventory. You can visit them online or you can visit them on site. That's FritzandFishers.com, F-R-I-T-Z. We'll mention also this game is being brought to you in part by Runyon's Truck Store. Runyon Truck Store, the place to enhance your ride. Trucks, cars, SUVs, etc. Wheels, tires, lift kits, and much, much more. Professional installations are always available for every product they sell. A myriad of products for you to choose from. Visit them at Runyon Truck Store, located at 27857 Henry Gunn Road. That's an Atlanta, Indiana address, 46031. We'll mention you can also check them out on Facebook. That's Runyon Truck Store, Inc. That's I-N-K. We'll mention again, that's Runyon Truck Store, your place to fulfill all of your auto accessory needs. Here at Runyon's, we bleed orange. That's Runyon Truck Store. Contest is also being made part by this gentleman. He says, while growing up and accepting the responsibility of becoming the young man that hopefully mom and dad could be proud of, a work ethic development that may have begun while preparing daily for that high school or middle school, that next wrestling match, and each of the matches before it. A strong will to want to succeed with a will to please others can be part of the recipe needed to graduate from the desired level of education that you set forth to achieve. From becoming a contractor to doing safe demolitions. When called upon, we wish the best for this year's Gifted Blue Devils football team and each and every Friday night as they seek to demolish. That's signed Scott G. Scott G says he's a forever fan of the Gifted Blue Devils. Scott G really happy to support Hamilton Heights Athletics and winter sports. We'll also mention you are listening to an education-based high school varsity game. Basketball right here at Lebanon Tiger High School. This internet radio athletic contest is made possible by ASO. That's Robbie Kendall. AudioSportsOnline.net. Providing internet radio access for Putney in Sports since 2008. And also this contest is in part being made possible by Discount Copies, 317-773-8783. That's Discount Copies. In Noblesville, they're offering a wide range of services. High-speed copies, blueprint-sized solid prints, and up to 36-inch by 48-inch. Well, mentioned they do laminations even, up to 22 inches wide. They do quite a bit. We'll mention you can catch them. They are right there on 100 Minta Drive. They're behind Pizza Hut on State Road 32, west edge of Noblesville. You can email them at discountcopies96@gmail.com. Again, that's discountcopies96@gmail.com. That's Discount Copies, west edge of Noblesville. So we're at halftime, 1 minute, 20 seconds left on the intermission clock. 16-4, the contest score. Contest score right here at halftime. And again, we'll mention in Sagamore Conference tonight, it's Danville at Tri-West. Right here, Hamilton Heights, they're here at Lebanon, I should say. Hamilton Heights at Lebanon, the Tigers hosting. North Montgomery at Western Boone. Southmont and Crawfordsville, that's part of the tournament. And we'll mention in the Hoosier Conference tonight, Hamilton Heights right here at Lebanon. Gibson at Western. Rensselaer Central is at Benton Central, but they're playing the game at Harrison High School at 6 o'clock. It's probably concluded. And then the Swim Lake Lady Indians are at going to play Central Catholic. Central Catholic is going to be designated as the visiting team on the scoreboard. But the game is going to happen. It's happening at Lafayette Jet High School. So if I get ready to roll out, there's the second, the first buzzer. First buzzer is a one-minute timeout. A timeout starts out at the one-minute mark left in the intermission. And here comes the second buzzer. So they're going to inbound the basketball. Going to be inbound half court. Ladies, the Tigers are going to bring it in. It's going to be brought in by 24, Riley Vanneman. She tossed it slightly through the backcourt. Point guard, Maya Newsom. She worked the ball right side on the dribble. At 24, Riley Vanneman. Get the ball back to Newsom. Bounce pass out behind the arc. Guarding the basketball right there is Cameron Runner. Going to be a reach-in foul. The foul whistled on the Lady Huskies. Going to be whistled on 24, Hadley Cherry. Hadley Cherry picks up number one in the ballgame. First foul, second half for the Lady Huskies. Going to be brought in. A pass is slide to the back. We're tracking it down. Number 10, Maya Newsom. Maya Newsom, a 5'4 senior. She's a pretty good ball handler. We're going to work it down low. Going to be tipped. No, it's going to say it just goes out of bounds. It's going to go back to Hamilton Heights. Thought that ball was off his foot. As Lady Huskies ball brought in. 7 minutes, 30 seconds left here in the third quarter. 16-4, Lady Huskies in front. Crossing the timeline at a walk pace is Ella Hickok. Guarding her, picking her up way out beyond the arc. That's Maya Newsom. Over to the corner, Katie Roten. Back out top, Cameron Runner. Goes to the corner with it, Ella Hickok. Couldn't hold on to it, goes out of bounds. And we'll bring it in from the side court. Brought in, 24, Riley Vanneman. Dish off. We'll get the ball back in the hands of Newsom. The point guard should be picked up and just beyond in the back court. They'll work a right side off the glass. Shot near the winch. Shot taken there. 24, Riley Vanneman. We go to Hampton Heights and they'll bring it to the front court. On the dribble, Hickok. She'll dish off out top. Cameron Runner, she'll backpedal dribble. 6:47, clock moving. Out top, crossing over. Cameron Runner, she'll get it back outside the arc. Ella Hickok, and she'll dish it off. 24, Hadley Cherry. We're working the left side. We'll take a free throw shot into 16-footer, I should say. Off the mark. Wouldn't go. It's going to be a deflected shot. Going to stay in the front court with Hamilton Heights. Ball's going to be brought in right of the bucket. Hadley Cherry. She'll toss it down the lane. Alley-oop play. A 6'8"-footer for Cameron Runner. 18-2. Lady Huskies in front. 6:22 left here in the third quarter. Newsom in the backcourt passing the ball around. They're going to break the press with the pass back to Newsom. Newsom going to dribble outside the arc right there, inside the paint. Shot on the way. Good. Credit for bucket. Tigers. Number 34, Kylie Ottinger. She's also a senior, 5'7". 5:54 left here in the third quarter. They're working the left side. Katie Roten just drop back, take a shot, short off the rim, right side wouldn't go. Rebound secured, 42, Emily Sperry. We're going to see the front court. Outside the arc, three-point shot, good. Credit the bucket. Lebanon Tiger, Alexandria Barr. She's a 5'8 senior, nails it. from left elbow extended in the front court on the dribble, Cameron Lerner. Outside arc, Ella Hickok. She'll cross over. She'll go into paint off the glass, 2-point bucket. Ella Hickok. 29, Lady Husky's in front. Ball's in the backcourt, Lady Husky's showing pressure. Got three in the backcourt playing defense. Newsom passes left side. Alexandria Barr back to Newsom. They work it down low. Ball's free. Ball's bouncing, picked up by Cameron Lerner. Cameron Lerner on the dribble. The crossover. Thought about a shot, 17-footer. Dishes off back to Katie Rope. Now back to Ella Hickok. 3-point shot, left elbow extended. Good for Cameron Lerner. 23-9. Lady Husky's in front. Bounce pass in the backcourt. 34, Kylie Ottier. She'll pass through the front court, break the press. They'll go down low, bounce pass, going to be intercepted by Ella Hickok. Going back the other direction. I take that back to Cassidy Schakel. The intercept will be a palming violation. Going to whistle a palming violation on Ella Hickok. So substitution, going to have a 30-second timeout. 30-second timeout call on the court. 4:28 left here in the third quarter. 23-9, Lady Huskies in front. And again, Will Mitchum, this game is in part being brought to you by Dean's Auto Parts. That's Park West Auto Parts, located at 1110 South Peru Street, Cicero, Indiana, 46034. There's a south edge of Cicero at Cicero Town Plaza. You can reach them by phone at 317-984-4931. That's 317-984-4931. They are a locally owned automotive parts store that works to serve these auto parts in Cicero. Second buzzer stands. They'll be brought in backcourt. Lady Tigers. Be brought in by Alexandria Barr. She'll get the point guard, number 10, Maya Newsom. Newsom going to dribble across the logo head, and she's in the front court. Passes off, back out to Newsom. Over the right side, going to drive the paint. Right there, going to back away in, turn around off the glass. Shot wouldn't fall. Shot taken by 24, Riley Vanneman. Back the other direction, Hamilton Heights with the board. Out top of the basketball, Haven Sherry moves it left side, well behind the arc. Ella Hickok. She'll bring it back out and reset the offense, and she'll take off. The crossover dribble, she'll work it back to Katie Brown. Katie Brown, right side, work it to Haven Sherry. Now outside the arc, number 10, that's Cameron Lerner. Back pedal dribble near the logo, center court. With the basketball, Katie Brown. They'll work it outside behind the arc. Shot on the way, wouldn't go. Cameron Lerner fighting for the rebound, got the rebound. That's number 10, Maya Newsom. Newsom gets the ball back into backcourt from 32, Alexandria Barr. They'll work it down low. Shot taken on the baseline. You block shot. Ball's loose, finally picked up by the Tigers. Outside the arc, 3-point shot wouldn't go. Shot taken by 22, Marina Barr. Marina Barr in the ball game. She's a 5'6" sophomore. But we're going to see the opposite corner there in the front court. Lady Husky's on the dribble. Outside the arc, left side, Cameron Lerner. Katie Brown out top of the circle. She'll just back off. Cameron Lerner out top of the circle. She'll get back to Brown. Brown's going to penetrate, and she'll be in the paint. Rims off just long off the back of the rim. Rebound secured by the Tigers. Credit the board, number 24, Riley Vanneman. Crossing the timeline with the basketball, Maya Newsom on the dribble. Working against her is Ella Hickok. Working behind the arc, dribbles once, picks up her dribble, works it down low. With the basketball, Charlie Albee. Albee, they pass it back outside, give it to Newsom, who set the offense. Behind the arc, now she'll dribble now. It's 32, Alexandria Barr. Barr is going to draw a foul. She'll have two shots awarded. They're going to whistle this foul on the Lady Huskies. It's going to be whistled on Katie Brown. She's got one. Team foul number two. So at the free throw line is Alexandria Barr, 5'8 senior. Rimmed around, fell in, hit the front of the rim. Soft shot. Alexandria Barr back in the ballgame for the Lady Huskies. Haley Rote taking a breather. Going to be number 23, Cassidy Schakel. 23-10, Alexandria Barr. Remsdorf wouldn't get that one. Rebound secured by Cameron Runner. Touches the hands of Hadley Cherry back to Runner. Bring the ball across the timeline is Ellie Hickok. She'll work at left side behind the arc. Katie Brown on the dribble. Look at that top. Katie Roten. She'll pass it right side. Going to absorb a foul. Going to whistle this foul on number 10, Maya Newsom, as Maya Newsom going to help her right back up. 2:09 here in the third quarter. Substitution for the Tigers. Going to be number 34, Kylie Pottinger. Taking a breather, going to be number 14, Charlie Albee. We brought in the front court, Cameron Runner. She's going to toss it to the back court. Ellie Hickok on the dribble. She'll cross the timeline. She'll be picked up by number 34, Kylie Ottinger. She's in the screen. She won't use it from Hadley Cherry. They're working through the corner. Katie Brown. She'll work it down low on a bounce pass to Katie Roten. Three-point shot behind the arc. Wouldn't go. Ellie Hickok rebound. Lady Tigers. Maya Newsom on the dribble, behind the back dribble, backtail dribble now. She'll work her right side. She'll dribble in, take it to the corner. That's 34, Kylie Ottinger. Back to the corner, she'll get it to Newsom. She'll work her left side to drive the lane. Shot wouldn't go. Wouldn't go from side to three down, Lady Huskies. Crossing sideline on the dribble, Kaylee Roten. She'll hold that pivot foot still, and she'll pass off, get the ball back to Ella Hickok. Going to work at left side. Shot in the air. Good. Outside the arc. That's Katie Brown for three. 1:10 left here in the third quarter. 26-10. Lady Huskies in front. On the dribble. Working to left side. Newsom. She's going to pass it to the lane. She kicks it back out. 3 points to feet. 2-point shot. Good. Credit the bucket from about 16 feet. That's 24. Riley Bannerman. A 5'10" sophomore crossing the timeout at a walk pace. The move at left side, Katie Brown. Short off the rim, wouldn't go that time. Rebound secured by Newsom. Newsom at 5'4", she can sure board the basketball. She's going to work through the front court. Crossover dribble, we're going to get her as Ella Hickok. She'll take a shot, no foul going to be called. Trying to save the basketball from going out of bounds. Good quite safe. Yeah, I guess they would say it hit the baseline of the basketball after it touched a Tiger. So, taking a breather, going to be number 24, Riley Bannerman. She replaces in the ballgame Emily Sperry. We're going to see Hadley Cherry take a breather. And in the ballgame, some Lady Huskies. Going to be number 13, Macy Smith. 6'2" freshman. Ball brought in from the backcourt. On the dribble, Ella Hickok. Crossing the timeline. Going to be picked up there by 34, Kylie Ottinger. Crossing over with the basketball. She'll back pedal dribble. She'll penetrate, bring it back out. Get it to Cameron Runner. 10 seconds left here in the third quarter. She'll drive the lane. She's to the corner. Katie Brown back around the perimeter. Catches the hands of Ella Hickok. They get it to Mason Smith. Inside out play. 3-point shot just short off the rim for Ella Hickok. From about 6-8 feet behind the arc. At the end of three quarters of play, 26-12, Lady Huskies in front. We're at Lebanon Tiger High School, and we'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by Century 21 Real Estate. Lisa Stokes Bear, enthusiasm, experience, and knowledgeable. Lisa Stokes Bear, real estate agent, real estate broker. Lisa, listen. Lisa Stokes Bear, Century 21 Chiefs, serving Hamilton, Tipton, and Madison counties since 1997, specializing in residential and corporate relocation. Contact Lisa by phone or by text message at 317-513-4086. Again, 317-513-4086. Lisa Stokes Bear, a passion to prove her professionalism. Let Lisa surpass your expectations. Second buzzer sound. 8 minutes on the game clock. It'll be a fourth quarter. Right here, 26-12. Can be brought in across the way. Hamilton Heights with the ultimate possession arrow. to be brought in by Cameron Runner. See the backcourt picked up on a bounce. Ella Hickok to pick her up about three-point stripe. That's 34. Kylie Ottinger. Ball's in the front court, moving the ball around. Touches the hands of Katie Brown. In the hands now of Katie Roten. Backpedal dribble. Working against her is Maya Newsom. Bounce pass. Outside the arc. Going to bounce it in. Cameron Runner on the dribble. Stationary dribble. So backpedal dribble. So near the center circle right there. Logo. Should go right side. Uses the screen for Macy Smith. Going to be a foul call. Down low. Going to be whistled right there. On Tiger. Going to be called on 42. That's Emily Sperry. Emily Sperry has two in the ballgame. Both teams have two in the second half. They bring the ball in. Cameron Runner. Cameron Runner on the dribble. In the lane. About a 12-footer. Wooden ball. Rebound. Cameron Runner. Out top of the basketball, Ella Hickok, backpedal dribble, working against 34, Kylie Ottinger. Works to the left side behind the arc, Katie Brown on the dribble. She'll work it around the perimeter, going baseline. Ella Hickok kicks it back out, Katie Roten. Enters the paint, kicks it back out to Macy Smith. Touches the hands of Cameron Runner, back to Ella Hickok. Now back to Katie Roten. They get the ball behind the arc, Katie Brown. Backpedal dribble to reset the offense with Ella Hickok. Ella Hickok looking left side, looking right. We'll mention to pass the ball on the left side behind the arc, Katie Brown. Working on behind the, around the perimeter, Katie Roten. It touches the hands right there. Macy, take that back. It's going to be number two, Ella Hickok, back to Cameron Runner. Cameron Runner out top. Going to pick up a screen. Use a screen from Macy Smith. They'll go to the corner with it, Katie Brown. On the dribble, Ella Hickok. Picks up her dribble, cross-court pass, nearly intercepted by Bowling. They'll move the ball back out top, 20. Katie Roten, Newsom right in front of her, working behind the arc. Working around the perimeter, back to Ella Hickok. 6 minutes left in the fourth quarter. Outside the arc on the dribble, going to be a called traveling violation. Going to say Cameron took an initial step before the ball hit the floor. 5:57 on the game clock. Taking a breather for the Lady Huskies is going to be number 13, Macy Smith. Back in the ball game, number 24, Hadley Cherry. Also taking a breather right here is Katie Brown for the Lady Huskies. Back in the ball game, Cassidy Schakel. They bring the ball in the backcourt on the dribble. They'll bounce it left side, Newsom with the basketball. She'll bounce it back to teammates. She'll bounce it back to Ottinger. Ball's loose. Down the on the baseline. Ball goes out of bounds. Lady Huskies will inbound. Brought in Cameron Runner, Ella Hickok across the timeline at a walk pace. 5:38, fourth quarter. 26-12, Lady Huskies in front. In the front court with the basketball. Shot off the rim wouldn't go. 2-point shot was taken by Cameron Runner. Rebound once again by number 10, Maya Newsom. Maya Newsom going to dribble the ball on the sideline. So back in the ball game, Charlie Albee. I understand it's Albee. So they bring the ball in from the backcourt, Lady Hefty. Ella Hickok on the dribble. She passed it right side, bounce pass. Schakel. Out top, have the share. They get back to Schakel. Schakel off the glass, wouldn't go in the paint. Working it back across the timeline with the basketball. It's number 10, Newsom, Maya Newsom. To pick up a dribble down near the center circle. Pass is out of it. Going to be tipped away on the pass by Cameron Runner. 5 minutes left here in the fourth quarter. Substitutions and the end of the ball game for the Lady Tigers. 24, Riley Vanneman. Going to take a breather right there. It's 42, Emily Sperry. Tigers pass to the backcourt. Maya Newsom working behind the arc to the basketball. Charlie Albee working cross-court tip pass to Newsom. She'll step in front of the three-point line, take a shot, wouldn't go. Rebound controlled by number 10, Cameron Runner on the dribble. She'll bounce it right back to get the ball back from Katie Roten. They'll move the basketball. Out top once again, number 12, Ella Hickok. Right side, moving the basketball out behind the arc. Ella Hickok can hand the ball off. Number 10, Cameron Runner. She's going to bring the ball back out as the defense converges. That was 24 on the defense. Riley Vanneman playing that zone. It was a zone matchup, I believe. 4-10 on the game clock. Out top of the basketball. Cameron Runner, she'll backpedal. Backpedal drill near the center circle. Out top. Looking to pick up the screen. Kathy Schakel, she won't use the screen. She'll go outside the paint. She'll kick it back out to the corner. Katie Roten touches the hands of Abby Cherry. To Schakel, now back out top to number 2, Ella Hickok. Ella Hickok on the dribble. Out near the center circle. She'll cross over. She'll go left side. She'll into the paint. She'll go off the glass. 2-point shot good off the glass in the lane for Hickok. And there's timeout called on the floor. It's going to be 3:34 left in the fourth quarter. 28-12. Katie Hutchie's in front. We'll mention a special thank you to a secret support sponsor for this year's Blue Devils and Huskies basketball season. This sponsor attended grades K through 12 in the Tipton school system, then went north to Lafayette, Indiana to get that Purdue Boilermaker agricultural degree. And while there at Purdue, he found his future wife. This couple is celebrating then, now, and forever. As we all know, the farming industry is without a doubt one of the most valuable assets that we as consumers can be thankful for. We thank the lifelong Blue Devil Boilermaker for caring enough to support winter basketball 2022-23. That's Blue Devil Boilermaker. 3:34 on the game clock. Second buzzer sounds. Will be brought in by the Lady Tigers. Tigers will inbound the basketball at half court across from the scorer's bench. Will be brought in by number 14, Charlie Albee. She'll bring it in to number 10, Maya Newsom. On the dribble in the backcourt, mild pressure by Cameron Runner. Jump pass, and she'll get a pass to the three-point line. Shot wouldn't go. Number 34, Kylie Ottinger. Rebound, Lady Huskies to the front court. Cameron Runner works to the corner with it. That's at Ella Hickok. They'll go to the opposite corner. Cameron Runner, a step and a half behind the three-point line. Good for Cameron Runner. 31-12. Lady Huskies in front. Pressure in the backcourt. Lady Huskies. Newsom is going to bounce pass out of it to the front court. Number 34, Kylie Ottinger. Inside the three-point stride. Good. To the right side. Number 22. The 22 is Marina Barr. She's a sophomore, 5'6" tall. They pick up a 1-2-2 defensively. Looking at inside the front court right there, touching the hands, working around. Cameron Runner hits a corner shot from the opposite corner. I should say that's Hickok right there from the three-point strike. She's got three threes in the ballgame. Working it to the front court with the basketball. Working back baseline. Going to dribble it down in the paint. Going to pass it back out of there. And save the basketball from going over and back. Gets saved by Kylie Ottinger. Number 34, she gets the ball back. Free throw line, elbow left side. So working back out top. Newsom will reset the offense. 1:55 on the game clock. 34-14. Tigers with the basketball. Down low on the baseline. Ball tipped away after a bounce pass picked up by Ella Hickok. Puts the hands of Cameron Runner. Back to Runner from Roten. Roten needs the ball back. 1:40 on the game clock. Ella Hickok dribbling out top. She'll take the point once again out near the center circle. She'll pass it right side. Katie Roten behind the arc. To the corner. 3-point shot in the air. Good. Cameron Runner. We'll see a couple check in for Hamilton Heights here momentarily, and one will check in for the Tigers. Trying to get the ball across the timeline, she will. And dribble pace, she'll work it down low. Spin move in the paint. He's going to take a shot. Let's see if they'll award the shot. The ball did come free. Let's see if they're going to award two shots here on the floor. They're going to call it on the floor. Spin move. Hamilton Heights going to check back in with Katie Brown, number three. Number 13, Macy Smith, taking a breather. Katie Roten and Hazard Cherry back in the ballgame for the Tigers. It's 42, Emily Sperry taking a breather for the ladies, for the Tigers, I should say. At 24, Riley Bannerman. He brought in left of the bucket on the baseline. Looking to get it in, looking to get it in, does so. 22, Marina Barr. Marina to Newsom. She kicked it back out just inside the three-point stripe. Shot wouldn't go. That was Marina Barr. Rebound comes down. It's a struggle for it. Picked up by Ella Hickok. They're working back around. Outside with the basketball. They move the basketball. Skip pass. I guess it skipped off the hand of Newsom. Back pedal dribble out near the center circle to the back court of the front court. And working left side to Ella Hickok. Back out top. Cameron Runner. 38 seconds left. Passing inside the arc to kick it back around. Touching the hands of Katie Brown, now in the hands of Ella Hickok. Back out top, Cameron Runner. It's going to be a timeout called by Coach Hamilton Heights Huskies. He's going to call a timeout for an unintentional lip toss right there, I should say. Number three is going to possibly have a lip, buddy lip. They're going to pretty much empty part of the bench right here. Katie Brown, she'll do okay. We'll mention 28.3 seconds left, 37-14. So, ready. Basketball on the variety happening soon. The boys basketball coming up, starting at 17th, I believe. See, they're going to start in about 20 seconds. That game will be at Tri-Central. So, going to bring the ball in the ball game for the Lady Huskies. Is Jocelyn Wolfgang. She wears number 14. She's 5'6". She's a senior. She'll bring the ball in. Macy Smith in the ball game, number 13, a freshman. Number 4, Taylor Harley. She's a 5'6" sophomore. They'll dribble the basketball around. Out top of the circle, working it right there on the dribble. That's number 12, Morgan Ottinger, 5'5 junior. Also on the floor is number 42, Vivian Lynch. She's a 5'6 sophomore. Out top of the basketball on the dribble, number 12, Morgan Ottinger. In the center circle, and the clock will expire. Good ball game. We'll mention Hamilton Heights and Lebanon. Basketball, we're missing Hamilton Heights capture district. 37-14. We will mention the JV contest was won by Lebanon, 42-29. Would you thank you for tuning in? We thank my wife back home for sound check, and I'm very thankful, and we'll mention next games on the agenda. Should mention Hamilton Heights Friday, November 30th, 6 and 7:30, North Miami. Lady Warriors will be at Hamilton Heights. The next game on the agenda for the Lebanon Tigers is Tuesday, November 22nd. West Lafayette will be here against the Lebanon Tigers. We thank you for tuning in. And we'll mention, no matter if you're home or away, if you're doing the teaching and the learning, don't let him go. Keep the fire burning.